Okay, I'm back. October 15th, year 2020. And we're going to continue sharing my experience with you of dying and crossing over and coming back. So it's a blur. This part is a blur. But I was able to discern it afterwards. I had an experience where I stood before the spiritual council, and Christ headed up that council. And all I felt was love. I could feel how much Christ, the council, loved me, and I loved the council. And it was shared with me and given the responsibility to come back and talk about my experience all over the world. And I was told, again, the last 1,000 years, the dark has ruled. Today, the light rules. So everything was controlled by the dark. We're talking hell, Bardot, purgatory, this planet. They had a infrastructure set up to have control of our minds. That infrastructure no longer is working. Christ has promised that things will improve. And I discern, and I actually remember this part saying to Christ, the council, why do you want me to go back? And I was saying to them, every day they want to kill me. They want to send energy to kill me. Every day. They put blocks on all my work. And I give a message. They put blocks on people who receive that message, and they threaten them in the ethers that they must not accept the message. This is the dark side. And they've got the light side, politicians of the light. They have a spiritual gun to their head that if they do the right thing, they don't take the planet into World War III, they're going to be punished. On a conscious level, they don't understand this. They don't, they're going to say it's not true. But their true subconscious, who they really are, they know it's true. And I was getting really, really upset that how can you have me go back every day to repeat the same experience? Then I was told the power that the dark has, the true power, is being taken away. And he said, I want you to go back. This is what I discerned actually happened. I want you to go back, and I want you to do those great things that you did when you were Einstein, Tesla, Benjamin Franklin. And I asked, did I have other lives where I was special like these people? And he said, yes. And I knew that. But he says, I'm going to give you access to all that is. And I need you to go back and bring mankind to a higher spiritual consciousness and a higher technology consciousness. And we are going to support you. And we will help you. We no longer want you to focus on the dark trying to harm you. I need you to focus on me. This is Christ. And I got a vision. I'm there. I'm crying. I'm actually crying. There's a part of me that says, I don't want to go back. I said, Father, I don't want to go back. It's too tough. And he said that he loved me. That was it. I went to the floor. And somehow he gave me the strength. It was tough. And I said, Father, you have to stop. You've got to stop those same individuals from harming me from the spirit realm. You've got to do it. And he said, I will. I said, please don't let the innocent be slaughtered. He said, they must have faith in me. They must trust. And he said, I want you to also be a healer. I will teach you what you need to know before you see someone. And he said, if they don't have the spirit of Christ on their stem cell, you will not be allowed to see them. He said, it's my children that truly believe will receive me. Because I know through the years, many people who have seen me, who has overcome their illnesses, It's because they had faith, five faith genes. And I know that the people who got COVID, who survived, they had five faith genes. But I also know that some of the people who died of COVID, they took on the karma of the dark side. I'm asking the council, please help us. I said, please help us. And then there's a moment of space, emptiness in my memory. It's like, I can't explain it. In this space, there's like a blank. Then I'm back with the council again. And I was told that I will have angels with me that will work with me and that will help others. Because believe you me, there's very few people I can talk to about this. For the most part, I'm alone. And then there's 90% of the information that I've discerned throughout time I can't share with anyone. It's very difficult. It's just me, the council, Christ. And the experience that I've gained is special because I know it's for real. I know Christ is for real. I know the council is for real. And I know the experiences that we may experience going into that room is for real. It's just in a different dimension, but it's for real. Some may say it's illusion. No, no. I say to me it's for real. And I know that when I cross over, again, this time not for a long time, because I'm going to work hard to make sure I don't have that experience for some time. For the dark side, Christ was saying there's an opportunity for the dark to repent. But I was saying to Christ, they're not going to do that. I said, there's no way. I said, Father, they're too deep. There's no way. And he just said, leave that with me. It's not that I don't trust Christ. My experience with the dark, they just keep going and going and going, harming people. The light, they just don't stop. Maybe one will make it through and be rehabilitated, but I doubt it. But what I do know, the next 1,000 years, this planet will be managed by the light. And this is good news. The truth is, we were heading towards World War III, and that's been shut down. Now, there will be some people who may get this message, and they're there to basically prove me wrong and prove God wrong, but they will be stopped. This is the promise of the council. We do not need to go to war, but the dark's agenda is to try to take us into a world war, crash the world economies, hoping that COVID does not go away. And the panel said to me, again, in reference to this issue, leave it with me. Because I know how it's going to happen, that the Christ is going to, through energy, put thoughts into the world leaders, put thoughts into the scientists, put thoughts into the policymakers, and put thoughts into the media, and make them all accountable. But give them thoughts of truth. But the ones that do not embrace these new truths, they're going to be going on a journey that is not going to be pleasant after they pass on. I know that because I saw the door. I saw the door that they would have to go through. It's for real. It's absolutely for real. And the council promised me they will send those who will help me bring the technology that I'm supposed to develop to the world. And he will send those with the financial resources to help me. I don't even have to ask them. They're going to be knocking on my door. I know that. I don't have to go out and search for it because the light is in charge now. The dark cannot stop the light. And it's not just me. Many other people on this planet who has been a victim of the dark, their family has been a victim of the dark, they're going to be helped too. So even though I'm not my usual upbeat self, I just need some rest, but I'm still okay. I'm still doing my work, but I'm not overdoing it. You know, so don't worry that I'm not going to talk to you. I'm okay. But it has been a very, very tough ride. It's been a real worry for myself, for my family, for my close friends around me. I mean, they knew something was going to happen to me before I knew it. They knew. When I was in trouble, they knew. They told me. But part of me did not want to believe it. I did not want to believe it. And what's really interesting is that I've been trying to lose weight. I weigh about 300. I'm 6'3", 6'4". And I've been trying to lose 50 pounds for years. And I had a spirit on my stem cell that said if I lost the 50 pounds, I would die. I also had a spirit on my stem cell, if I made lots of money, we're talking millions, I would die. And I just put my hands up in the air and I said, I can't believe that I missed this. I didn't see it. I'm gifted because I was blocked. I had a veil, a dark veil over me that would not allow me to be able to discern myself accurately. And that's been lifted. So that's what I've been going through. I'm trying to figure out how is it that I can't lose weight? Now, what's wrong with me? I would even not eat much food. I still don't lose weight. But if I did lose weight, 3 pounds, 4 pounds, it would come back on. And I understand this concept of me dying, having a spirit on my stem cell. I get it. Because the dark does not want me to be in a financial position to really influence this planet. They don't. That's been cleared. Then on top of that, I had spirits of my stem cells taking on other people's karma. I didn't realize that. And that's been lifted. So this day today, October 15th, year 2020, it's a new day. It's like I'm starting all over again. Ground zero. I'm starting all over again. It's been a real struggle. But I am free. And now I'm going to go out and do the work I've been asked to do by the council. And I'm going to try my best not to do it with any criticism, judgment. And if I'm allowed to, I will try to help the world political system and even the politicians in the states. They had a gun to their head to take us into World War III. That's not the case now. The gun's been removed. I'm not worried about any politicians in the United States or in this country. It's a good day. Yeah, we're going to go through some bumps, adjustments. But that's going to be required in order for us to gain back what's been stolen from all of us from the dark. So I'm asking all of you to spend the rest of your incarnation getting to know the Christ consciousness, getting to know God, embracing the light, and don't do any malicious harm to anyone. So I'm here. I'm back. My name is Brian. You've been listening to Clarity Radio. I just want to say that I love all of you. Thank you.
Sit away. There's an angel contemplate my fate. Do they know the places where we go when we're gray and old? 'Cause I have been told that salvation lets their wings unfold. So when I'm lying in my bed, thoughts running through my head, and I feel that love is dead, I'm loving angels instead. And through it, forsake me. I'm loving angels instead. When I'm feeling weak and my pain walks down a one-way street, I look above and I know grow. said.
Forsake me. I'm loving angels instead.